Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Today, we're going to focus on the Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's actually pronounced Yom HaShoah. And we're going to talk about how important it is to remember what took place. But first, let's find out a little bit of history, just brief history of the horrific Holocaust. Let's take a look.
A brief history of the Holocaust and World War II. In 1933, Adolf Hitler came to power in Germany. He believed that Germans were superior to others and Jewish people were the threat to the community. Hitler also targeted Poles, Romanians, blacks, Asians, homosexuals, and the disabled, basically anyone who was not pure German. Europe during World War II. Soon after becoming elected chancellor, Hitler began taking rights away from Jews. In 1935, Jews lost their citizenship and the right to marry non-Jewish persons. In 1938, thousands of synagogues and Jewish businesses were destroyed. Over 30,000 have been arrested for no other reason than being Jewish. Bystanders pass a destroyed business. Jews were to wear stars as identification. All Jews had to wear the star or face arrest. A Jewish business is being marked by a Nazi soldier. Jews lived in constant fear. Hitler showed himself as a hero to the German. He was saluted and revered by many. As Germany conquered nearby countries, Jews throughout Europe were in danger. Jews in Eastern Europe were removed from their homes and forced to live in ghettos. People were not allowed to leave these ghettos. It was overcrowded and there was not enough food. Furniture was used for firewood. Children begged for food. In 1942, the German government began implementing the final solution to rid them of Jews. Jews were sent to concentration camps where they were either did manual labor till they died or sent directly to death. Cattle trains were used to transport the Jews. Auschwitz was the largest concentration camp. People were immediately selected for work or for death. Women had their heads shaved. Prisoners were beaten, tortured, and starved. Dead bodies were burned in crematoriums. By mid-1944, the final solution was nearly over. Remaining prisoners in camps were sent on death marches. Germany surrendered to the Allied forces on May 7, 1945. An estimated 12 million people were murdered.
It was the most horrific thing that you could even think about. And that's what we're remembering. That's what Israel remembers on this particular day each year. As a matter of fact, what they do is, you know, here is talking about and showing you what takes place in Israel. Well, they actually play a siren for all the people in Israel, all the Jews in Israel, stop. and remember what? Remember exactly what we saw.
Today is Yom HaShoah, Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day. I'm standing here on the roof of Honest Reporting's headquarters overlooking Jerusalem, and at exactly 10 o'clock, something incredible is going to happen. All over the whole country of Israel, sirens sound, and for exactly 2 minutes, everything stops.
That's horrific when you think about the Holocaust, but it's so important to remember. And notice how everybody stops and remembers and thinks back exactly what we just showed you, that brief snapshot of the horrific history. And it was somebody, understand, Hitler ran for office. He was the chancellor. They voted him in, which means you can vote evil in. So we have to stay on top of this. And I want you to get a different viewpoint, a different angle. As a matter of fact, imagine this camera angle when you're watching all over Israel, when they're honoring, and remembering the Holocaust and listening to that siren. This is a different angle. Take a look.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is so important. I'm so glad that they do that to remember where they came from. We need to do that in America, because America was birthed through bloodshed, through fighting for our freedom. But we want to honor Israel. And when we see Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing up for Israel, he's standing up and saying, we don't ever want to see that again. Not again. Not on my watch. That's what they're talking about.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.